Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We want to say welcome and as well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Thank you for joining the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank God for you joining us on tonight. Amen. Truly, 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 we believe that there is a word from the Lord for each and every one of us on tonight. Amen. So we thank God for you. We want to ask you on tonight, if you would, go ahead and invite someone to come to the platform on tonight.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And tell them to come on in. Tell them bless them.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Tonight, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Again, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome each and every one of you on this night that the Lord has made. God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead and invite someone to come in on tonight. Invite someone to come in on tonight. Tell them, glory to God, that truly there is a blessing that is waiting for them on tonight. I just believe that. I just believe it with everything within me. Glory to God. I just believe it, people of God. Amen. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about your blessing. I'm excited about my blessing on tonight. I'm excited for the Lord, for what the Lord is about to do. Amen. Truly, there are great things in store. We thank God for bringing us to yet another day. Amen. Just thanking him for his loving kindness, his tender mercies on today. People of God, I tell you, God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. I don't know about you, but I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful, glory to God, that he has us yet in mind. Amen. Thanking him on tonight, glory to God, that he has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. Yes, he does. Amen. So we just thank God for that on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God for that on tonight. Amen. Truly, had it not been the Lord on our side, I don't know where I would be. I don't know about you, but I really don't know, amen, where I would be. Amen. For the enemy has a plan and a plot for each and every one of our lives, but we thank him for his all-seeing eye, for his loving kindness, for his tender mercies toward us. Amen. We just thank God for it. We thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for it on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Hold on just a moment, people of God. Hold on just a moment. Again, if you would, go ahead and invite someone to come along with us on tonight. Amen. Invite them to come on in. Invite them to come on in and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited again. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing. Glory to God. Even so, people of God, in my lives, in your lives, glory to God, we're just excited. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm telling you, glory, just ecstatic. Amen. Glory to God, because even in darkness, glory to God, we know that the Lord, amen, his light is yet shining bright. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Again, for each and every one of you, we want to thank God on tonight for all of our listeners, all of our listeners, glory to God, whether you're listening by radio, or you're listening by Facebook, amen. Glory to God. We just want to say welcome, 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 amen. Glory be to God. Welcome to the PNN. Welcome to the PNN, amen. Glory be to God. Surely there is a blessing. There is a blessing for you on tonight, amen, Jesus. And we want you to get all that God has for you, amen. Glory be to God. Just getting connected here to the getting everything connected to our website on tonight, our Facebook page. Amen. Welcome to those of you that are listening to our Facebook page. God bless you. Thank you. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that, people of God, you can actually get a copy of the broadcast. We will certainly give you two numbers whereby you can listen. Glory to God, you can listen to the broadcast absolutely free unto you. Amen. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God. We'll give you those two numbers afterwards. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, and we pray that you pass it along. Pass the word along to somebody. Amen. So that someone else can be blessed. We thank God for each and every one of you that are continuing to send the broadcast out. Continuing, amen, to share the broadcast. We thank God for doing that, helping us to get the word out, helping to get the word out to the lost by any cost. Amen. And we thank the Lord for this mode, for this transportation. Amen. This medium, amen, whereby we can get this word out. We just thank God for it. Amen. On tonight, glory to God, it has been a help to so many people, glory to God, many that we cannot even begin to number, but we thank the Lord for it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him for the souls that have been saved on the line. Glory to God, since we've been here now more than a year. Glory to God, we thank the Lord for that. Amen. Almost, amen, to roll into our second year. But we thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank him for the saving of the souls. We thank him for the lifting of the spirit of his people. We thank him for the word of hope. Glory to God, that hope that maketh not ashamed. It's that hope causes us to purify ourselves. Amen. So when we hear the word of God, glory to God, and we realize, amen, that we are falling short from what the word has declared unto us, glory to God, it causes us to purify. It causes us to run even more unto Jesus and say, Lord, I need thee. I need thee. Glory to God. I realize I can't make it by myself. Glory to God. I realize I've made a shipwreck. Amen. And here I am. I'm yielding unto you on today. So we thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you again on tonight. Amen. We want to, amen, as we always do, we would like to recognize some of our international listeners, as we always do. We just want to thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Denmark and Sweden, Russia, China, Canada, Malaysia, Philippines, Australia, France, amen, Spain, Saudi Arabia, Uganda, amen, Africa, the UK, amen, and so many of you that are listening, amen, in this continental U.S. We thank God for you, amen, because we are reaching, amen. This word is reaching and it's going beyond. For those that are, amen, downloading our messages on the radio, we thank God for you. We thank God for you for listening. Thank God for helping to advance this word, to get this word out. Amen. Glory be to God. We know it's critical times. It's serious times, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And we want to get this word out to win the loss at any cost. Amen. So we bless God. We thank God, amen, for him being the head of this line. We thank him. Glory be to God, amen, for it is the Lord's doing, and it is so marvelous in our eyes. And thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Those of you that may be listening, amen, even on social media, if you have people that say that they cannot get on, glory to God, they can certainly go to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Glory to God. We are linked in there, and you can listen via our Prayer News Network, PNN, Facebook page. Amen. You can click on the link, and you can actually hear us live even as we're recording. So for those that don't have the ability or they're not able to get in, amen, they can certainly go to the go to our page and click on the link. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God, people of God, because we just trying to work it. Amen. God has given it to us, and we just trying to work the work, amen, that the Lord has already placed in our hands. Amen. We thank God again, amen, for our leaders. Glory to God. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, just thanking the Lord for him and the work, amen, that he has, amen, laid in the earth. Glory to God. And here we are, amen, not trying to change the foundation, but we just trying to advance, glory to God, what has already, amen, been exacted in the earth. Amen. From the beginning. Amen. No new gospel. No new gospel. No new word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For what was established in the end, in the beginning, amen, it shall be in the end. So we're not coming with a new gospel. Amen. We're not coming with new philosophies. No, no, no. Amen. Coming straight from the word of God. And we're thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for the pattern that has been laid, glory to God, before the foundation, amen. The foundation was already laid, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we bless the Lord, amen. We bless the Lord, glory be to God, for the foundation that has already been laid, hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for full glory to God. Glory to God. Thanking the Lord, amen, for Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord on tonight for our bishop, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen, and for the women of God, amen, that stand by their side, amen, Jesus. Thanking him for all of the leaders, glory to God, that come to this line, that listen in on this line. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. We bless the Lord for all of our advisors. Amen. They're just jewels. Listen, they are just jewels in the body of Christ, amen, and they are lending a hand to move this work forward. So we bless the Lord for them on tonight. We thank God for you, people of God, amen, for coming to this line, amen, to help keeping this ministry moving forward, amen, glory to God, this outreach ministry. We thank God for you. We thank God for you for coming. We thank God to you for you, amen, for helping us to get this word out, to get it spread out, amen, all over the earth. Glory to God. Just as far as the Lord will take it, amen, Jesus, we loosen the reins and we say, have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the scripture declares, as the wind blows, amen, listens as it is, amen. We don't know the beginning, amen. We don't know the end. Glory to God, but we just going with the flow. Amen. Wherever the Lord will blow this line, wherever he will blow this work, amen. Glory to God. Every crevice, every corner, every mountaintop, every valley, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Every wide open field, amen, Jesus. Every cave, amen. Glory to God. Every house, every building, every church, amen, every gathering, glory to God. Wherever the Lord wants to blow, amen, there we are, amen. We just yield unto him. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, on tonight for his goodness and for his grace, amen. People of God, again, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in with you on tonight. Glory be to God. Tonight, we will have, amen, glory to God, a rebroadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. That was our intention on last night. Glory to God. But the Lord had other plans. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to try it again on tonight. Amen. So we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be with us. Amen. Invite them to come and be a part. Glory be to God. Tell them to come. Amen. Tell them to come and be a part. Amen. And I just want to stress it one more time. If you know people that can't dial in for whatever reason, if they have Facebook on their phone, they can actually go to our Prayer News Network, our PNN Facebook page, and they can click on the link and they can get us live just as we're recording right here. Amen. They won't miss a beat. Won't skip a beat. Amen. Glory be. Isn't that just like God? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him tonight. We thank him tonight. Amen. Again, we want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free to you. And we thank God for you for helping us to get this word out. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, we thank God for you, people of God. We thank the Lord for you. We love and appreciate you. Amen. For all that you do, for helping us. Amen. To let the world know that there is a lifeline. Amen. This Prayer News Network broadcast. Amen. Going all over the world. Global. It's Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. So, people of God, we would that you would, amen, prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight as stated. Amen. Jesus, we will have a rebroadcast on tonight. We have so much word. We have word upon word upon word, not knowing what the Lord had us, amen, Jesus, doing it for. Glory to God, but now in this hour he has made it plain, and I'm telling you this word is the word of God spoken, amen, is a right now word, amen. You can pull from it, you can glean from it, amen. Glory to God, you can listen to it today. That's just like you read a scripture. You can read a scripture today, it means something. You can read it a week from now, you get a totally different understanding. You can read it, amen, a month from now, and the Lord will breathe, amen, new understanding upon you. Amen. Glory to God. That's just the word of God. Amen. It's living. It's living. It's the living word. It's God himself. Amen, Jesus. So in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as the scripture, and the word was God. Amen. Hallelujah. As the scripture declares, the same. Hallelujah, was in the beginning. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and invite some people to come on in to be with us. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, as we want to go ahead and prepare the line. Amen, Jesus, we endeavor to not hold you long. Amen. We will have a rebroadcast on tonight. But people of God, we would that you go ahead and prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. As we prepare now. Amen, to sanctify the line. It is so important. It is necessary, people of God, that we sanctify the line, because as we always say, we cannot, amen, go before the Lord any kind of way. We cannot. We cannot. Amen, Jesus, just like you can't walk up into a courtroom, amen, and approach the bench of the judge, not so. Glory to God. So we want to reverently, amen, Jesus, approach the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Just knowing who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you would, people of God, come on and put your mind on Jesus tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we approach, amen, Jesus, the throne of grace. Amen.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The song says, I need thee. Oh, Lord. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thy come to thee. I need thee. Oh, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, yes. your yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, hallelujah. Glory to God. We come on tonight. Glory to God. We come giving you thanks. We come thanking you, glory to God, this night. Glory to God for this day that you've made. We come on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. We come on tonight, glory to God, because we need you. We come on tonight, glory, glory to God, hallelujah, but we can't make it without you. We come on tonight. We come on tonight, oh God, we come on tonight humbly, glory to God, before your throne of grace. We come on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on today, glory to God, let your blood cover. Let your blood cover each and every one of us on tonight. Let your blood cover. Let your blood shield us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us now. Father, sanctify our environment. Sanctify our homes in the name of Jesus. Sanctify on tonight, glory to God. Father, everything that's not like you now, Father, let your blood, glory to God, let your blood on tonight serve, glory to God, the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to cause your angels to stand, God, to cause your angels, oh God, to move among us in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to sanctify us. Sanctify us, oh God. Sanctify, oh God, our homes in the name of Jesus. Sanctify, glory be to God. Cause your fire, glory to God, to burn up everything that's not like you. Cause your fire, glory be to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Fall fresh upon us tonight. Fall fresh upon us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you for your word. For your word is true. Your word is life. And we're thanking you for it on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, for you've not changed. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you on tonight. For you change not. And we give you thanks. Glory to God. We give you praise. We give you honor on tonight. Father, we come glorify you on tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come on tonight. Glory to God. Lifting up holy hands. We're coming on tonight. Glory be to God. In the name of Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to have your way among us. We have you on today. We ask you on tonight to do what you will in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. We ask you on tonight. Oh God, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the midst of us this night. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, magnify yourself. Move for your people. Move in the midst of us. In the name of Jesus. Move as only you can. In the name of Jesus. By thy spirit of the night. By thy spirit. Move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, make it every wrong right. In the name of Jesus. Every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus. Father, for you are the light. Shines in darkness. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for being our light. We thank you for being our high tower. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. Oh God, for your light. Your light. Oh God, your light. Oh, glory be to God. Your light. Okay, God. Your light on tonight. Glory be to God. Dispel the work of the enemy. Your word. Your light, oh in. We're asking you to Baba Mosiah. Oh God, shine a light upon us. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let us not walk in deception. Let us not deceive ourselves. In the name of Jesus. Let us not deceive one another. In the name of Jesus. Let not sin reign. Oh God, in our mortal being. Father, but we're asking you to make us and mold us. Make us and mold us. Correct us, oh God, in every way, in any way. Oh God, hiya. Oh God, that will cause us, oh God, not to meet the kingdom. Father, thy kingdom come on tonight. Thy will be done all over the land, all over the land. In the name of Jesus. Father, move on your people. Move in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. Move, Father, for the hurting heart on tonight. Move. Oh, glory to God. Move in provision on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Help us, oh God. Help us, O Messiah. In the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Help us. Help us. In the name of Jesus. Help us, your people. In the name of Jesus. Father, deliver us, oh God. Father, we're asking that you would deliver us on tonight. Deliver us, oh God, O Messiah. Father, deliver us. Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would deliver tonight. Oh, glory, O Messiah. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God, should there be unconfessed sin, Father, shine your light upon us and forgive us on tonight. Give us another chance. Give us an opportunity, oh God. Give us an opportunity to get it right. Give us an opportunity, oh God, to forgive even so as you've forgiven us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, make our hearts right on tonight. Make our garments clean on tonight by thy word. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for doing it. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Hoboshea. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for moving every hindrance forth on tonight. Thank you for bringing down every spirit. Glory to God to keep your people bound. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your strong arm of salvation. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for showing us the way. Glory to God. Showing us the righteous way. Hallelujah. Not the way that seemeth right. Oh, God, for causing us to walk in your righteous way. The brightness of your light. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for hearing our hearts cry. Thank you for hearing our earnest hearts cry on tonight. Father, we thank you for bowing down your ear. We thank you on tonight. Thank you, glory be to God, for being attentive unto our cry. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you for your great arm of salvation, your strong arm. Oh, God, your might, your power. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy. Thank you for bringing his work to naught and die. In the name of Jesus, thank you for breaking, oh God, every yoke, every chain, every terror that comes to hinder your people, that will cause your people not to walk in victory. Father, we thank you on tonight. Yeah, glory. We thank you almost, hey God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for lifting now. Thank you for lifting your people. Thank you for lifting your people. Thank you for lifting. Glory to God. Thank you for delivering. Father, we thank you for your perfect law of liberty. Cause us to walk therein. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for loving us, oh God, when we didn't love ourselves. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, now we're asking you, glory to God. Hallelujah. To cause us to hear your word. Cause us to hear your voice and your messenger all night. We're asking that you would bless now. Bless your word. Bless your word. Bless your word, your right now word. Bless your messenger on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, wherever he may be, bless him on tonight. Bless, glory to God, as only you can. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory in the precious name of Jesus. Cause cause your glory now to rest upon us. Father, let thy will be done and thy kingdom come. And for this we give you thanks. Thank you for strength. Thank you for breathing upon us, your people. Thank you for breathing strength. Thank you for breathing direction. Thank you for breathing upon us, oh God. Hallelujah, the will to go ahead. Thank you for breathing upon us, oh God. Glory to God. Thank you for breathing upon us, oh God, and protecting us, your people. Glory to God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we're asking you to, oh, glory to God. Father, to touch the bereaved, oh God. Those that have lost loved ones, even now, Father, we're asking that you would touch now. Touch the heart. Touch, glory to God. Touch as only you can. Cause your peace to rest upon your people. Cause your peace, oh God, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Cause it to rest upon your people now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you glory. We're asking, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do give you thanks. Father, we do give you praise. We thank you for doing it in this hour. In thy precious name, Jesus. Every heart say amen. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen on tonight. Glory be by Bathsheba. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God again. We want to thank each and every one for coming out. Amen. To be with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. We again want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and be a part, amen, of the broadcast on tonight. And Jesus, glory to God. We pray, people of God, that your prayer wheels are turning. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you're getting fueled every time you come to this line. Glory to God. We pray that you're getting something from the Lord. Glory to God. Something that you can, amen, that you can chew on. Something, glory to God, that's, amen, causing your appetite to increase for him. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful on tonight, people of God. Amen. As we forestated, we do have, amen, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we have so much word, glory to God, so many people that have come to this line, even at the beginning of the broadcast. Amen. Declaring this word, people of God. And we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has enabled us to capture this word. And I'm telling you, every time we play it, amen, every time we broadcast, amen, it's like the very first day, amen, that we heard it. Amen. So tonight, people of God, again, amen, we're going to, amen, skip over to London, England on tonight. Amen, Jesus, there's a man of God there. He's a preaching preacher. Amen, Jesus, he just make you want to preach. Amen, these preachers come to the line. Amen, they just make you want to preach. They just make you want to declare the word. Amen, they just make you want to run. Amen, Jesus, and declare this word. And tonight, people of God, amen, coming to us from London, England. Glory to God, amen, by way of Deliverance House of Prayer. Amen, Jesus, there's a man of God there. Amen, who loves the Lord. Amen. He's certainly, as we always say, amen, no stranger to the line. Amen, Jesus, but loving God. Amen, loving God. Amen, Jesus. And we thank the Lord on today, amen, that the man of God, amen, will be coming, amen, in a rebroadcast on tonight to declare the word unto us. Amen. We pray that you got your pen. We pray that you got your paper on tonight. Glory to God to hear what does fit the Lord. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, we want to introduce to some and present to others on tonight, glory to God, our friend, amen, Jesus, a faithful, faithful man of God, extended himself across the miles to this Prayer News Network. Amen. We want you to receive on tonight, Prophet, amen, and Pastor Melford Allen. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God, everybody. We thank God for the opportunity, amen, yeah, to be back on with you on tonight. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. our Lord and Savior and our soon coming King. Amen. It's such a privilege. Amen. Whenever we get to come together as God people. Amen. It's no good thing that of ours. Amen. But God will see it that to chose us, that He chose us for such a time as this. Amen, somebody. Amen. He will choose us for this time, hour, this season. Amen. To give Him praise. We are looking around, glory to God, and we see the signs of times are around us. We see, amen, how things are going, but now is time for us to pray. Matter of fact, let me get protocol out of the way because, amen, tonight I just believe, amen, that God want to say something to us. Amen. I just believe that there is a word for us on tonight. And so I greet the woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for your life. Thank God for your overseers, your bishop. Amen. Apostle James, Bishop Taylor. Amen. Amen. I thank God for those on the line, everyone in their respective places. Amen. Every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, the whole body of Christ that is on this line on tonight. Amen. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for what He's doing on this line. Truly, God has been good to us. Amen. Truly, God has been good to us in spite of everything that we've seen with our eyes. Amen. In spite of everything that we have heard with our ears, God is still good to us. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Just a way of recording. Thank everyone for the prayers concerning my daughter. She's out in, amen, out of the hospital. She is, amen, at home resting, recuperating nicely. Amen. We thank God for the miracle. Amen. It was a miracle in itself, but we thank God. The enemy has always tried, but Jehovah has the final say. Amen. So we bless God tonight for that. Amen. A thought dropped in my spirit as I was here meditating. I was looking at the TV, and I know everybody is looking at the election, but something caught my eye. Something caught my eye. I just wanted, you know, it was saying, fighting for the soul of the nation. Well, the average person would look at this and, well, it's just a phrase. It's just, amen, it's just something that we see and we pass it over because, amen, it's election time. You know, they have a lot of slogans, but if you look in the spirit, you will see the implication behind this. If you look hard enough and you are praying, you will see that there is a agenda behind this. It says fighting for the soul of the nation. Amen. You understand, amen, that the Bible tells us that the enemy, the Satan, is the enemy of our soul. And he's trying everything that he can to the soul of mankind. And so with his satanic agenda, with his schemes and his plans and all the things that we see the enemy is doing, there's a nation at war. It's not about the politicians. It's not. I didn't come to preach politics tonight, but I just want you to deal with me because I'm going somewhere. Amen? He has an agenda that if we don't rise up as a church to pray, we will not see, amen, His plans. Tonight I want to encourage somebody that it's time to pray. Oh, we all went pastor, we're praying and, you know, we're believing. Whatever prayer that we're doing, we need to step up because time not changing has changed. Time as we know it has changed. There's a shifting in the realms of the spirit. And we got to begin to become sensitive, not to our needs now, but to the needs of God. Because, amen, before time, we were praying and we were praying, God, I need this, God, I need that, God, this, God, that. But now we got to pray the mind of God the will of God, let the will of God be established on this earth realm, because there's a battle for the soul of the nation. We're getting ready to enter into a stage now. We're in the end time. We're in the days, the Bible said, in the last days, perilous times, troublesome times shall come. The Bible tells us that men would be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. And so we're in that time because men now want to push the agenda. They want to push the agenda for the soul of the nation. Amen. You've got to understand that when God raised up people, amen, it might not fit the mold that we may want. Come on, somebody. We may not fit the mold, amen, that we were praying for. You may not be what we are looking for. But with the same thing, when Jesus came, glory to God, when Jesus came, it was not what the people was looking for. He did not come in the form as what they were hoping for, but he did come the same. And they rejected him as the king that God said to bring them out of the mess that they were in. They reject the Messiah. They reject him. Glory be to God. But now we find that we're in a very ever peculiar time, a very peculiar stage in the time of the history of mankind. Amen. Things have already shifted. Amen. There's a shift. There's a battle in the earth. And that's why the Bible said, do not be ignorant concerning the devices of the enemy. Glory to God. And we're seeing, amen, that the devil's plan is unfolding. But the Bible said, be not alarmed. These things must have to happen. Amen. The Bible said, the wicked shall be turned into hell and any nation that subjects God. Amen. My God, there's my God that wants to get to a place that they legalize perversion. They legalize all this satanic agenda concerning, amen, the nation. But you've got to understand, amen, when we turn away from the oracles of God, you've got to hear me, when we turn away from the things of God, amen, we're getting ready to call ourselves to walk in disaster and in the wrath and the judgment of God. I come tonight, amen, to tell us that it's a season of prayer. It's a season of prayer. Amen. I didn't come tonight to make you feel, amen, happy, but I come to tell you it's time that we get into the posture of praying. Amen. If we were praying 5 minutes, that's not going to cut it in this new season. If we were praying 10 minutes, amen, it's not going to cut it. When God is waiting, is trying to get some intercessors. In the book of Genesis, the Bible declares, amen, that God, amen, saw the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. You got to hear me. God saw the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he came down to see what was going on, what was happening round about Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible said that while he was on his way to Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, he stopped by to speak with his friend Abraham. Amen. He stopped by to talk to Abraham. And he said, listen, I'm not going to hide from Abraham what I'm getting ready to do. After he had already dialogued concerning Isaac and all of that stuff. Amen. But he said, listen, amen, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah has come up before me. He said, now I'm going to destroy, and I can't hide it from Abraham. Amen. And somebody tonight understands there's judgment coming. It's praying time. Amen. It's judgment coming and it's praying time. This is not about a man, amen, but it's about what God is getting ready to do. When we begin to cry out, amen, we got the right to abortion. We got the right to homosexual and lesbianism. When we begin to cry out, amen, of God, there is a problem in the land. When we are crying out for the things of the world, the things of sin over the things of God, there's a problem in the land. And the Bible tells us, Lord God, that the angels went over into Sodom, they sat in the town square. Lot met up with them, just with my backdrop. Lot met up with them, and he said, come to my house. And they said, no, we will stay here. But he pleaded with them, come over to my house. Don't stay in this place. Because these people are wicked. Don't stay. Come to my house. And now he managed to get them to come to his house. Then while they were and the people of the city were wicked, they were perverted, and the Bible declares, amen, the air and the blood, amen, hallelujah, that the people came, they surround the house, and they call out to Brother Lot. He said, listen, come out, Lot, we need those men, amen, the men that you have in your house. We need them, that we need to have relations with them, or we need to have intercourse with them. We need to, amen, know them. And Lot said, Lot, don't be so wicked. Don't, oh, these are my guests. Don't be so wicked. And the Bible tells us, glory to God, that as, amen, that they said to Lot, listen, the who makes you judge and ruler over us, get out our way. We will deal with you worse. These people are so satanic. These people are so perverted. Amen. Amen. They tell Lot, listen, we will deal with you worse than we deal with this man. They had evil intentions. Evil intentions. It's not every smile. You got to hear me tonight. It's not every smile is genuine with you, but they, in their mind, they got the motives to do you wrong. Hello, somebody. I'm just being real. As God give it to me tonight, I'm giving it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was praying, amen, God began to stir my spirit. He said, the nation is at war. And they're fighting for the soul of the nation. It comes to a point, amen, that the real Christians will stand up. I never seen more people are so happy that the church doors are closed. I never seen more people as happy that we stayed home and we could watch TV and we could get on the prayer line, glory to God, and begin, amen, to have church, amen, hallelujah. But the Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. The Bible says they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. But when you find some religious folks who say, well, we don't have to go to church because church is not the building. Well, that's just true. But they're finding excuses. Amen. The Bible says, don't forget to assemble yourself together with you. But we find people are comfortable not being in the house of God. Well, let me get to my scripture. Amen. I know all of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter 12. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 12, reading from the NLT version. The Bible said about that time. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Sorry, Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Amen. The Bible said, and about that time, King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some believers. I'm telling you, for the church, it's going to be a time of persecution such as you've never seen before. I'm telling you. Don't look. Listen. They're going to come and try to get the church to do their perverted, wicked ways. Amen. They're going to listen. Amen. Don't you see what's happening? They want the churches, amen, to marry their gay and their lesbian. Oh, come on. And you're not going to be able to refuse, amen, to marry these folks, or they're going to persecute the church. They're going to come against the church in such a way, glory to God. And if the church don't stand up for the morals of God, amen, the church, my God, the church will be under so much persecution in this next move, you will not understand, amen, what's going to happen. They say, watch this. He said Herod began to persecute some believers in the church. He had, watch this, he had the Apostle James, John's brother, killed with the sword. Amen, watch this. Amen, he will persecute us. The Bible says in the last days, some of us will be put to death. Some people will be put to death because of the sake of the gospel. Amen, amen. But you got to understand, amen, what if you're sold out for God? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You got to understand, amen, there's so many people who would never stand up for the gospel. They will never stand up for the things of God because they're afraid of being persecuted. But my God, will the real church stand up? I said, will the real church stand up? There's so many people that professing that they know God, but when it's time to stand up for God, they don't know it. They're backed up in a corner. They're backed up in the cell. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't want to say nothing. Amen. Where are the big, amen, TV evangelists? Where are the big, glory to God, folks that knows, my God, where all the people that say that they know God, that they know how? Listen, we're getting ready to go into warfare like never seen before. And you're going to have your sword ready in the spirit realm. I say you're going to have your sword ready. Because this is the hour that the true church will have to stand. I come to talk to somebody tonight to arise and shine. It's time to stand up for the gospel. It's time to stand up for the truth. Or you're going to be tested. The Bible says you'll be persecuted because of the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are in God, in Christ, will go to persecution. You'll go to affliction. You'll go to trials. You'll go to all kinds of stuff. Amen. But the servant is that greater than the master. But he's as the master. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. You've got to understand, if you love Jesus in this hour, you're going to have to stand for him. Amen. Let the name of Jesus be lifted higher. Say glory to God. Let the name of Jesus, if by God you say that we love him, we're going to stand for him. You got to understand, we're in this hour now that nobody will stand up for the truth. Everybody wants to be politically correct. But this time, we're in this hour, you're going to have to stand up for the blood-stained banner of the cross. You're going to have to stand up and say, let God be true and every man be a liar. Oh, come on. You've got to understand. Hallelujah. This is not a Trump thing. This is not a Biden thing. But it's a God thing. Oh, come on. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, let God be true and every man be a liar. The Bible says that Herod, he was, my God, he was angry at the church. And he began, amen, to kill James with the sword. Amen. He killed James. And then he saw that it pleased the people. He saw that the people were pleased because of what he'd done. And then he got up, glory to God, he got up and he arrested Peter. Amen. And he said, listen, amen, this one pleases the people. So now I'm going to go further. Don't you see, you give the enemy an inch, he's going to take a whole yard. You give him a little bit, he's going to want the whole thing. The devil is not satisfied with just a little bit. Amen. He doesn't want, amen, just a few people. He doesn't want, he wants the whole thing. Hey, my God, the wages of sin is death. Oh, glory to God. He wants, my God, he wants everything. I never understand. The witches are fighting. The warlocks are fighting. Amen. The lesbians, the gays are fighting. Even the church are fighting. Oh, come on. And then we say that how we are united in Christ. No, that doesn't sound. How could you be on the same side with the witches and the warlocks and the gays and the lesbians? I know that. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to stand up. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Herod fighting against the church. And this is a pattern of things that are yet to come. The Bible said that God was getting ready to rain down on Sodom and Gomorrah for their pervertedness. I just told you the wicked shall be turned into hell and any nation that forget God. They're fighting to legalize perversion. They're fighting to legalize in Hollywood. We're going against the things that the Bible said because we're saying that, you know, the Bible is just man-made. Amen. Hallelujah. But the whole books of the Bible was for our instruction and our learning. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible was written by the inspiration of man, that they get the revelation from God. The God gave them the word and they put the pen, amen, to the paper and they get to write what God said. Because this is not about man. This is all God. I owe somebody tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, but we're getting ready as a church to stand, my God, in this hour, my God, and lift up the bloodstained banner of the cross. I said we're getting ready, amen, to walk in power, to walk in authority. I'm telling you, the church is getting ready to move in its final hour. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, he said, arise and shine, for the light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon it. Because guess what's going to happen? Men are going to need the light in this hour, because darkness is getting ready to hit the earth. Not only the darkness, but the church. Amen. Not only the darkness, but gross darkness to people. Amen. They're going to be walking in darkness. And when you're in darkness, you're going to look for the light switch. Oh, my God. I say you're going to look for the light switch. And guess what's going to happen? There's going to be some people, amen, in the old corner of the church, crying out to God, and they're going to walk in the light. They're going to walk in the realm. They're going to walk in the power. They're going to walk in the anointing. They're going to walk in the glory. And so when people are looking for the light, they will be in praying to God, seeking the face of God, seeking the mind of God, seeking the will of God, and then let God be true, and every man be a liar. There's going to be a people that know their God and be strong and do great things, God. The Bible let us know that the church is getting ready to arise and shine. I said, somebody tonight, you're getting ready to walk in power. You're getting ready to walk in the anointing. You're getting ready to walk in the glory. Whenever you show up, the glory will show up. Whenever you show up, the anointing will show up. Whenever you show up, the power will show up. I said, somebody tonight is going to get ready. All you're going to have to do is to step in, and the light of your countenance, the glory on your life, with the anointing on your life, will begin to work. I said, when you walk in the place, the anointing upon your life will begin to stand out. You don't even have to open your mouth. All you got to do is begin to pray under your breath, and things are going to begin to change. The atmosphere will begin to shift. The glory will begin to fall. Oh, come on, somebody. I say, my God, I say, your presence will make the difference. We're going to get ready to work in the power of God, in the realm of God, in the anointing of God. Somebody tonight, he said, the devil cannot have the nation, and the devil cannot have the soul of the nation. We will stand for what's right. We will stand for God in this hour. Devil, you made a mistake. Devil, you made a mistake. You miscalculated that there's some people on this prayer line that will say no to the devil. Devil, you cannot, you cannot have the soul of the nation. You cannot have, as long as we're in this earth, you cannot have our lives. You cannot have our destiny. You cannot have our peace. Oh, somebody tonight, you got to stand up and tell the devil, devil, you're nothing but a liar. The blood of Jesus against you. You cannot have my peace. You cannot have my joy. You cannot have my goodness, my children. You cannot have my family. And most of all, you cannot stop the favor of God on my life. Is there anybody tonight that would tell that devil, oh, devil, you come so far, but you're no further. Amen. And there's a boundary. There's a hills of protection that you cannot pass. Hitherto shall you come, but no further. Oh, is there anybody tonight who understands? I'm taking back everything that was stolen from me. I'm taking my blessings back. I'm taking my favors back. I'm taking my health back. I'm taking my marriage back. I'm taking my children back. I'm taking my God. I'm taking my finances back. I'm taking my health back. Is there anybody tonight that say, I'm going to stand up and take everything back that the devil stole from me? That tonight is my night. Tonight is my night that I begin to tell that devil, amen, enough is enough. You may try to bring sickness on my body, but devil, that won't work. You may try to empty my bank account, but devil, that won't work. You may try to come at my family, but that won't work. You may try to do what you got to do, but that still won't work, because I know the Lord will work for me. The Lord will deliver me in the sixth trouble, yea, in the seventh trouble, and God will fight for me. Oh, come on. There is hope for a tree, even though it is cut down, even though things look bad, even though everything looks a certain way. Hey, come on, but there is hope for a tree. Oh, somebody tonight, amen, it doesn't matter how it looks. I said it doesn't matter how it looks. When the righteous begin to pray, when the righteous begin to decree, the Bible tells us that the righteous shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. So when the righteous begin to pray, and the righteous begin to decree, things got to change for our good. Ah, glory to God. I said, things will change for our good. For somebody tonight, hey, my God, begin to push in prayer. Begin to push in fast. Wow. There are some things, my God, that the Bible says, it doesn't go back by prayer and fasting. You're going to have to know and understand how this is the time to respect your right. The Bible said in this text, he said, the church wasn't praying as much. They were taking things for granted. And here comes Herod. Here comes Herod. And he took one of the apostles and killed him with the sword. Why? To the motions. The church, they were happy just having service. They were happy just going through the, and we have a church. We're doing all right. But after now, the Herod saw, they didn't do nothing about that. They didn't do nothing about that. So he went to prayer to, my God, to proceed to take Peter now. Amen. Because he saw that pleases the people. And then the church, they came to the senses. The church came to the senses. And the church said, you got away with water. You got away with water. But this time, we're putting up resistance. Oh, Come on tonight. I say you're going to have to build resistance in the realm of the spirit. I say you're going to have to build resistance in your prayer life. Oh, come on. I say you're going to have to build resistance. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The church begin to bring build up resistance. And when the church begin to resist, amen, and begin to pray, amen, hallelujah. The Bible said heaven was called to attention.
Yes.
Heaven was taught to learn.
Yes.
And heaven begin to take notice. And the Bible, God, the Bible said that the people begin to pray. An angel was dispatched and brought Peter out. Oh, glory to God. They thought now. They thought that Peter was done. They thought that Peter was done. But they forget that the fervent effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. When they begin to pray, glory to God, heaven dispatched an angel and freed Peter. When Peter got to the door and he began to knock, they came to the door. They came to the door. They did not believe it was Peter because they thought that was it for Peter. They thought that was it. It was all done. It was hopeless. His case was lost. But you got to understand, when we really begin to pray, oh, man, my God, when the saint of God begins to, oh God, when the saint of God begins to pray, mighty God, when they begin to pray, heaven will come to attention, heaven will come to earth, heaven will come and look after us. Oh, somebody tonight, I say heaven is coming on your behalf, heaven is showing up on your behalf, heaven is coming to your rescue. It may look like you're going under, but tonight I come to tell you, oh glory to God, that when you begin to call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved, you shall be delivered. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, you can call upon the name of the Lord tonight. I said, you shall be delivered. My God, it doesn't matter how bleak it looks. It doesn't matter how hopeless it looks. When you call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord goes to and fro the earth, looking for someone to show himself stronger. He's looking for somebody that is calling his name. He's looking for somebody that is saying, yeah, I hear my name. Oh, my God. There was a blind man that was calling Jesus' name and got him to stop in his tracks. And got him to stop in his tracks. And then he said, bring him to me. Jesus said, bring him to me. You got to understand, children of God. Oh, my God, when you begin to open up your mouth, you know, one of the things that the church has been doing has been very passive. The church has been very passive. My God, we got to get back to the old-time praying and fasting, the old-time all-night prayer, the old-time seeking God. Hallelujah. We have gotten away from the things that used to work. Don't you see what has happened? Come so desensitized. We have come, my God, so passive. And we, my God, we let everything pass us by. My God, back in the old days, amen, before anything happened, the mothers of the church would get down on their face and they would begin to pray and seek the Lord. And my God, the devil was not able to do what he wants to do. But after a while, the church has become fat, big, and lazy. Oh, come on. The church has become lazy and doesn't pray as much. And then because it doesn't take all of that praying. It doesn't take all of that fasting. But you got to understand, it's going to take that and more. Because if we don't pray, the church is going to begin to take some Peter. The church is going to begin. Amen. The devil is going to begin to take some Peter. The devil is going to begin, amen, to take some James and beheaded him. Glory to God. So the church will have to rise up. We cannot wait to be proactive. Oh, come on. We cannot wait to be reactive. We got to be pro. We got to begin to move ahead of anything that the devil begins. My God. I said we got to begin to do, build up resistance before the enemy gets moved. We got to begin to pray now more than ever before. Oh, come on. We got to be proactive. We cannot wait for the devil to move. Then we go. We go on the offense. We're going to have to bring up our yellow horse. We cannot wait to bring back our. So when the devil begins to move, then we're going to build up defenses. We got to attack before he attacks. And how we attack him in the prayer. How we attack him in fasting. How we attack him over Shanda. How we attack him when we get together and call all upon the name of Jesus Christ. After Herod, I'm showing you how powerful your prayers can. After Herod, he can. So what's what happens? Look what the prayers of the saints of God as I get ready to close. He began to get ahead of himself. Peter got delivered by the hand of the angel. Then Herod, glory to God. Let me just read this as I close. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, now Verse 20, so now Herod was very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon. He got angry. Did not get to accomplish enterprise with Peter. Now he's upset, he's angry. So they went to him. So they sent a delegation to make peace with him because their cities were dependent upon him for country food. The delegates won the support of Blastus, Herod's personal assistant. And an appointment with Herod was granted. When the day arrived, Herod put on his royal robes. And he sat at his throne and made a speech to them. And he gave them a great ovation, shouting, "It is the voice of a God, that of a man." Now he's taking all the glory for himself. And instantly the Bible said that an angel of the Lord struck Herod with a sickness because he accepted the people's worship instead of giving glory to God. So he was consumed with worms and he died. Meanwhile, the word of God continued to spread.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many new believers. I'm telling you, after this next move, if God's going to favor the church, I said, oh, my God, when the light of God begins to shine, and guess what's going to happen? You're going to see many people begin to seek out the light. Many people are going to look for the light. Many people are going to look for somebody that got an anointing that could get a prayer through. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, they're going to look for somebody that can get a prayer through. Oh, hallelujah. We're living in an hour. Amen. That you're going to have to find somebody that can get a prayer through. Tonight, I want to encourage somebody tonight. Don't slap your eyes. Don't back up. The church is getting ready to walk in a place of power, a place of authority. Amen. I said, because of your prayer, my God, we're going to overturn some things in the realm of the spirit. Man will do whatever they want to do, but God has the final say. Tonight, I want to encourage somebody, keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. And God will show up. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep on holding on. God will show up. It's time to pray, church. It is a battle. It's warfare for the souls of the nations, not just the nation, but the nations. It's a war for the souls of the nations. Tomorrow at midnight, it's talking about shutting down everything for a month here in London. They're saying the churches have to be shut down. But I know that on Sunday, I'll be in the house of God. They say shut down everything. But I said Sunday, I'll be in the house of God. That's my life. That's my life. Let God be true. It's the time now that we're going to have to put up or shut up. We're going to have to build spiritual resistance. You're going to have to build up now to the enemy. Too long we've been backing away, running away. But now is the time that we take the fight to the enemy. The question is, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? It's time to fight. Can't be passive no more. We got to get going. We don't have a long time. Hallelujah. Where would help come from if we don't fight? We can't. Listen. We have to fight. We have to call upon the name of God. When they begin to pray, Peter was delivered. It's amazing. In Genesis chapter 19, God could find 10 intercessors to spare Lot and the city. He couldn't find 10. In the end, the Bible said it was Lot and his two daughters because his wife looked back. So there were three people. It seemed like God spared in Sodom and Gomorrah. Children of God, there's a cry in the spirit realm. There's an urgency. Lift up your voice. And you know that they were just saying, oh, come on. Come on, cast your vote in. Well, Now there's a plea. It's time for prayer. Get your prayer on. Oh, they were saying get your vote in. But now I'm telling you, get your prayer in. Get your prayer in. It's time for prayer. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woman of
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. What a word. What a word on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we want to get Evangelist Bond. Amen. If she could come on over. Amen. To the platform.
Amen.
There you are. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. What a word on tonight. Amen. Such an end time message. Amen. To let us know. Amen. There is a cry. Glory to God. There is a cry. Amen. For the peoples of God. Amen. Amen. As they say, didn't our heart burn within? Amen. To let us know. Amen. That the saints, amen, we must begin to pray. Amen. And call on the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're in the end time. Praise God. Amen. To know, praise God, don't be like Sodom. Praise God. And Gomorrah, praise God. Glory to God, Lot's wife. Look back, amen. Glory to God. He encouraged us. Keep on keeping on. Praise God. Pray. Glory to God. Pray, amen. Glory to God, amen. We're facing hard times. We're facing trouble time. Amen. But the Bible said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. He made, amen, the request, praise God, amen, earlier, praise God, to let us know, praise God, whosoever will, let them come. Amen. If you call on him, he will come to your rescue. Glory to God. Amen. What a night, amen, to give your life to Christ tonight, praise God. Amen. What a night, amen. Glory to God. Amen. To tell the world goodbye, amen, and tell the Lord, amen, I'll take you for mine. Amen. Glory to God that you repent of your sins. Glory to God, amen, and take on his name. His name is Jesus. Amen. A fresh start. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're in the month of August. Praise God. The eighth month. Amen. Somebody said praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's a new beginning. Amen. So let this night be your new beginning. Amen. Make a fresh start. Glory to God. Amen. I know the contract. Amen. We signed so many contracts. Amen. To where sometimes the contract falls through. Glory to God. Amen. But this contract. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is able to tear up the old contract. Amen. And make a fresh new contract with you. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't matter what happened yesterday. Doesn't matter what happened today. Amen. He has tear that contract up. Amen. Glory to God. Erase everything on that board. Amen. On your life, mate. Amen. And start a fresh new life. Amen. Tonight, amen, can be your night. Amen. Glory to God. Whosoever will, let them come. Amen. And the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Amen. We used to sing a song. Amen. Oh, don't let it be said too late. Glory to God. Don't let it be said too late. Amen. To where you're going to wish. Amen. I wished I could have. Amen. I should have just gave my life to Christ. Amen. On August the 9th, 2021. If I would have just listened and just, amen, obey the voice of God. Amen. It's going to come a time to where it's coming back up again. Amen, to where, amen, the Lord is going to say to all of us, amen, we're going to have to face it, the big, the small, the rich, the poor, glory to God, the skinny, the fat, glory to God, it doesn't matter, amen, everyone is going to have to face it, amen, glory to God, and give an account, hallelujah, of the deeds that was done, hallelujah, but I want him to say, well done, glory to God, amen, just like you, amen, glory to God. Amen. We want him to say, well done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Who would be the first, praise God, amen, to give your life to Christ? We will pray with you, pray for you, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord don't want to see nobody lost. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just think about it. Think about it. Amen. Glory to God. Hell is hot and hell is real. Amen. And there is a real devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we come to let you know tonight. Amen. Glory to God. There's a real devil. But that shown up is a real God. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. He'll wash away all of your sins. Throw them in a sea of forgiveness. And never remember them no more. Glory to God. Amen. Come and let us pray with you tonight. Tonight, praise God. Amen. The word has went forth. Glory to God. Anyone. Amen. Glory to God. Looking for somebody, anybody that can tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. We will pray with you. Amen. Even if you feel like you're in a backsliding condition. Amen. If you feel like you don't feel, amen, far from the Lord. Amen. He will restore you back together again. Yes, he will. He loves you very much. Amen. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Don't matter who says, amen, what says, Jesus loves you. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. This man starts 6, amen, and come on over. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. Glory to God. If you feel, amen, just feel like you just, amen, you just don't fit in or you just feel like you're giving up, let us pray with you. Amen. The time is not now to give up. The time now is to press. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to encourage you. Keep on keeping on. Amen. As the man of God who came forth on tonight. Amen. We don't know what we're going to face. Amen. Glory to God. But one thing we know, praise God. Amen. In his word. Amen. The word say he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He always be with us. Always. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray with you on tonight. Hallelujah. This match starts at 6 and come on over. Glory to God. The plan of salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You must repent of your sins. Amen. You must repent of your sins. Amen. After you repent of your sins, amen, that you shall receive. Amen. Glory to God. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray with you on tonight. This match starts 6 and come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If not, amen, is any sick among you, praise God, tonight. Amen. Want to stand in someone's stead. Praise God. Amen. You want prayer. Glory to God. This match starts 6. Come on over. Amen. And we'll be so glad to pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This match starts 6. Come on over. Amen. The Lord is yet moving by his power. Amen. He is moving by his power. Glory to God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I would like to ask prayer on behalf of my cousin Madeline and her family on the loss of her aunt. And she also have a cousin that they named Mary Ann that they have given up on. And I like to ask prayer for my friend Kara for her grandkids. They are sick. And for Cynthia Rivers, she's in the hospital. And for my cousin Lois, my cousin Melvin, and my Uncle Hardy.
Okay, that's cousin Lois and cousin Melvin. You said a Rivers?
Cynthia Rivers is in the hospital, and cousin Lois, my cousin Melvin, and Uncle Hardy. And from Carol, my friend, grandkids.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Mary. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Kathy Brown. I like to ask prayer for my son, Randall Brown, who tested positive today for COVID.
Okay, and that's your son? You said Sister Kathy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you say your son?
my son, Randall Brown.
Landon?
Randall. R-A-N-D-E-L-L.
Oh, Landon. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm calling because I have a great concern about our children just going back to school. And I'm going to request a prayer for children all over the world. And I'm going to request a prayer also for the parents that they seek God for the children. Because I have grandkids and great-grandkids. And so I'm requesting prayer tonight.
Amen. And this is Sister
Betty.
Sister Betty, all right. Definitely will. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Hello?
Anyone? Hallelujah. So much to
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sister Mary again. I would also like to ask prayer for my cousin David. He was tested positive for COVID.
Amen. All right. We got Brother David. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. There is nothing, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else? Amen. Just match start 6. Amen. And just come on over. Amen. Praying time, as the pastor was saying. Amen, amen. We must pray. Hallelujah. We must pray. Amen. The scripture said, when Zion travail, amen, glory to God, call upon his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. If not, amen. Evangelist Brad, you see anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't want to cut anyone off. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for the message. I enjoyed that message. It's right on time. Amen. We all in a battle, and we all got to fight. Amen. Thank God for the message. Thank God for Evangelist Bradley, PNN, and for you, Evangelist Boone, and for the speaker. And I'd like to prepare for myself and tonight, because I'm getting ready to re-up my lease. And I'm asking God if he still want me to stay here or open another door. And I'm also asking for my health. I'm having a fluid issue with my legs again. So we're asking prayer for that and for a financial breakthrough. Thank you so much. God bless you. And pray for our property, Paula.
Okay, this Sister Fan?
Janie. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and we got you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Glory to God.
Well, woman of God, God bless you tonight as well. We just give our thanks for the message on tonight and the messenger. Amen, Jesus. Truly, it's time to pray. And I just want to bring my sister and just ask you all to touch and agree with me. She has been diagnosed with pneumonia. She's in the hospital, and her name is Crystal. And we just want to pray, just definitely touch and agree. We know God is able, and one thing he cannot do is fail. He cannot fail. Amen. And after hearing such a word on tonight, I'm just encouraged. I'm just stirred even the more. Yes. Even as the man of God said, we got to take the fight to the enemy. Amen. We got to fight for our loved ones. And it's not a natural fight, man, but it is truly by spirit. So I just thought tonight for this word, amen, Jesus, ask that we would just touch and agree on tonight. Again, my sister's name is Crystal.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. We got Miss Crystal. Amen. In the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We are realize, amen, we're in a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you don't know how to fight, amen, it would teach you how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And sometimes people don't know what to do. Amen. And sometimes, amen, this is all new to us. Amen. But you'll learn to fight. You'll learn to pray.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God, you will. Amen. And just calling on the name of Jesus.
Oh,
amen. Yeah. God, amen. He will come to your rescue. Amen. We do ask you. Praise God. We know you hear some noise. Amen. The grandkids have came in. Praise God. But they cannot come nigh thee. Amen. Glory to God. But we ask you, amen, to continue to pray for my household. Praise God. Amen. We yet see. Praise God. Amen. My husband, praise God. Amen. Is yet going through. Praise God. And we know we are in a spiritual warfare. Praise God. Amen. We are yet praying. Amen. Saints are praying. Praise God. And say we cannot give up. Amen. We just got to keep pressing. Praise God. Because we know what God can do. We know he's a deliverer. We know he's a killer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's all the enemy just comes to wear us out in our minds. Amen. But I know what the word said. Amen. That we have the victory. The battle is not ours, but we do must pray. Amen. And call on the name of Jesus. Amen. And I do believe that. So we're asking you to continue to lift my household up. Amen. My whole household. Amen. Everyone, praise God. Amen. I can't name them by name, and I will not. Praise God. But just remember my household. Praise God. Amen. The body of Christ. Amen. My pastor. My first lady. Praise God. Amen. Who's going through. Amen. Everybody's going through, praise God. So just ask you to remember us in prayer, the PNN Network, praise God. Yeah. Remember, praise God, Evangelist Bradley, amen, in our prayers, amen, hold her up, glory to God, amen. And just remember, praise God, amen, the household of faith, glory to God, amen, our nation, our government, our children, amen, so much, amen, many have said our children, amen, that the Lord, praise God, would just, amen, protect them, amen, and cover them with their blood, praise God, and cover them with his blood, amen, and the parents, amen, to give us wisdom and knowledge and what to do and what not to do, just so much, amen, glory to God, amen, but just pray for our strength, amen, amen, in the Lord, amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen, amen.
Looks like platform is free, woman of God.
Amen, amen.
Wait a minute.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, God bless you. This is Gwen, and I'm requesting prayer for the Work Release Center, the Women's Work Release Center. We got a lot of new people here, and there's a lot of different things going on, and just need to pray for their strength in the Lord and that he keep them covered and that we all stay on the right path. And thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord, Sister Wynn. Amen, and all of you. Praise God. Amen. We're going to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank
I don't know
you.
About you, but today just been one of those, one of them yan yan days. I don't know what
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just one of those days. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember, my mom used to say, just want to go somewhere and just cry your eyeballs out.
Mm-hmm.
Or just spend time by yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. And know that God is in control.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in control. Amen. We're yet on the winning team. We're not losing.
Yes, God.
Amen. We are winning. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. Amen. I'll just say, amen. Everything is not 100, but we serve a God. Amen. That
yeah.
can make it 100. Amen.
Yes,
so we
yes.
praise God today. Amen. We don't have no sad story. Amen. We just know that God is God. Amen. As the word went forth today, praise God. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, our God, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us up to another moment, another minute, another hour, oh God, just to come together in fellowship, oh God, and just to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for what our ears have heard tonight, what in my heart has felt tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the man of God that brought forth the word. Hallelujah, to know that prayer changes things, oh God, to know, praise God. Hallelujah, for your name's sake, God. Hallelujah, to know, praise God, we'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold tonight. Lord, and we ask you tonight, oh God, that you heard every prayer request. Hallelujah, oh God, even before we begin to write it down, God, you already knew, praise God, Lord, who was going to call. You already knew, oh God, what they was going to say. Hallelujah, Lord, you already done took care of it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you already been there, God. Lord, you already there tonight. Lord, we ask you right now, oh God, hallelujah. God. But it's no harm done calling upon your name tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we ask you tonight, Lord, to remember Sister Mary tonight. Glory to God, Lord, even, oh God, Lord, Brother David. Hallelujah, oh God, that they've been diagnosed with COVID. But Lord, you're powerful than the COVID, oh God. You are healer, God. You are deliverer, oh God. Lord, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, to remember, praise God, Sister Melanie. Hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, remember the family tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Mary Ann, Karen, oh God, Lord, and the children. The family, oh God, entirely. In the name of Jesus, God, you know what they stand in need of tonight. And Lord, we shall not call in on your name because there's power in your name. Oh God, there's healing in your name. Whatever we need tonight, it's in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said in your word you will withhold no good thing from us, oh God. Hallelujah to them that walk uprightly before you. Lord, we ask you tonight for your grace and your mercy. Lord, hear I cry tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I should remember, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, even the relative, Lord. Melvin tonight, Cynthia tonight, God, hallelujah tonight, oh God, Brother Hardy, God, hallelujah, Sister Carol, and the grandkids tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood cover them tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and even those that are going to school, hallelujah, cover them with your blood. Protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Seed and unseen danger tonight. Lord, as you remember, protect me tonight. Oh, God, the son landers. Hallelujah, who's been diagnosed with COVID, oh God. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, upon this infirmity. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Lord, we ask you today, God, to send it back to hell. Where it come from? It is not welcome here, God. In the name of Jesus, wash it away, God. In the blood of Jesus, glory to God, Lord. Your blood, oh God, it gets rid of all spots. It cleanses. It delivers. Hallelujah. Better than Clorox. Oh God, wash it out. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, heal in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Your blood is a wonder working power. Your blood, your God, it can do what no other power can do tonight. Heal. Oh God, move in a mighty way tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let them start feeling the healing virtue. In the name of Jesus tonight. Let them start feeling the healing virtue. Let them start feeling better. Heal, God. Let them start tasting. Let them start smelling. Let them start breathing. Take the pain away. Take the chills away. Move, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. Right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ain't gonna let you go. Till you bless us, Lord. Move, Lord. We need you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight. Glory to God. Remember the parents tonight. Glory to God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding that they seek your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What to do, not to do, that they follow your orders and not man, God, but follow your order, God, and to trust you in the name of Jesus. For you have not brought us this far to leave us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we ask you tonight, oh God, hallelujah. Come, remember Sister Pan tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, oh God, lead and direct her, all of her footsteps in your word. Oh God, speak, oh God, Holy Ghost, speak, God. Hallelujah. Give her clarity. Hallelujah, that she can hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say you'll make a way. I don't know a way. Hallelujah, if it's in for her to move. Oh, God, let it be the place. Hallelujah, finance. Oh, God, that she can afford. That it don't be no hinder. Oh, God, that it don't cause no worries. Oh, God, that she can enter it. Glory to God. And celebrate her new place. In the name of Jesus. But, God, you make a way for her. In the name of Jesus. If it's intended for her to stay. Hallelujah, then Lord, oh God, hallelujah, let it be so. But God, if you got another place for her to move, God, let it be known to her. Hallelujah, prepare a way for her. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God, for financial blessing. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, give our heart desire, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, even send a paycheck, hallelujah, in the mail, God, some way, somehow, Lord, you are able to open a door, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said you open up the windows of heaven, pour us out a blessing, that she won't have room enough to receive. Let the blessing begin to chase her, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Do it again, Lord. Do it for her, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let her not worry. Let her not fret. Hallelujah, that the way is it's already made in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight, remember Evangelist Bradley tonight. Lord, we hold her up tonight. Hallelujah, your presence for strength in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Comfort in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, wipe away every tear in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you tonight as you stand in, oh God, for Sister Cynthia tonight. Hallelujah, we ask you tonight. Glory to God to touch Sister Cynthia tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We ask you to come down, God. In the name of Jesus, take away, God. Oh, my God, every congestion. In the name of Jesus, glory, Jesus, clear, the airways. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, Lord, let breathing be better, God. Oh, God, is any affection taken away, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we ask you today, hallelujah, move upon her right now, in the name of Jesus. Devil, you a liar, and the blood of Jesus is against you, hallelujah, the anointing of God. Hey, God, Toshamaya, hey, God, cause every yoke, the anointing of God, discharge every yoke, the anointing of God, discharge every yoke. You are a liar, you are a deceiver, and we come in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. Turn down your strongholds. We speak life. We speak life tonight. We speak life in the name of Jesus. We speak life. Glory to God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Sickness is not of God. But in the name of Jesus, he comes to bring life. And that much more abundantly. Lord, we ask you tonight. Oh, God, let the doctors begin. Glory to God to see good reports. Hallelujah. Oh, God, even let us start feeling better. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus. As she begin to take medicine, oh, God. Lord, that you work in the medicine. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, and we call the healing come forth tonight. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we ask you tonight, remember, God, Sister Gwen tonight and the Women's Relief Center. God, we ask you right now, Lord, to remove upon the whole entire facility tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, we come tonight pulling down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, whatever the enemy has spoken in their minds, oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, some come in for one thing, some coming for another, God. But Lord, we ask you tonight, why they're there, God. Oh, God, let a word go forth to encourage them, God. Let a word go forth to save them, God. Let a word go forth to deliver them, God. Let a word go forth that they give up their sinful ways, and take Jesus for, oh, God, for their life. In the name of Jesus, God, bless everyone. Remember Sister Gwen tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, that always calling for others. But Lord, we ask you tonight, do a special for her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, go, God. Hallelujah, meet every need in her life. Hallelujah, God. Do it, Lord, tonight. Do it tonight, Lord. Do it tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, do it tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we see you working behind the scenes. Do it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, remember everyone on this broadcast tonight. Lord, meet their knees tonight. Lift up, bow down head tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let peace, oh, God, go through the airways. Oh, God, let peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah tonight. And Lord, keep our eyes looking to you tonight. For which cometh our help, God. And Lord, we ask you to remember our husband tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we come in the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, God, we're claiming the healing tonight in the name of Jesus. Devil, you a liar. Whatever lie you told, Whatever you have spoken tonight,
fire.
We speak be light tonight.
Right
in
now.
The name of Jesus, we speak light tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, that the anointing of God, oh, God, every attack,
the name of
we
Jesus.
Plead the blood of Jesus tonight.
The blood of Jesus.
Oh, God, in our homes, oh, God, our children, our grandchildren,
yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Blood.
Oh, God, you said in your word, when I see the blood,
yes,
I'll
Lord.
Pass over. And,
yes.
Lord, we thank you for the blood tonight.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, oh, God. We thank you for the prayer tonight. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You want to open the line. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Come on,
let's give him praise.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless him. Glory to God. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve, hallelujah, a God like this? Hallelujah. Glory to God that he come. Glory to God. Visit his people. Glory be to God that he comes and gives us direction, that he comes to lift. Amen, Jesus. Come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we can cast our cares upon him because he truly cares for us. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless God for you, Evangelist Bonds. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for our speaker on tonight, Prophet Allen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many bless him for the word? Woo! Shata. Glory to God. We bless him for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him for the word on tonight. Glory be to God and people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It is truly praying time. Glory to God. It's praying time now more than ever. Glory to God. It's now. Hallelujah. More than ever. Glory to God, as we heard the man of God, amen, begin to declare all the different versions in the earth, amen. Glory to God, as we already know, people are calling wrong right and right wrong. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. But there is a way,
hallelujah, that seemeth right, amen, unto man. Glory be to God. But people of God, we thank God on tonight, glory to God, that we're not walking in that seem right, amen. Glory be to God, but we declare on tonight that we're walking in his righteousness, walking in his truth on tonight. Glory to God. And we thank God for this word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah for this word on tonight. Amen. Jesus, people of God, we just want to remind you that you can get a copy of this broadcast. You can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Glory be to God. You can simply text on tonight. Glory to God, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, glory to our international listeners. Amen. For those that, amen, also will text, you can text on tonight. You can text through WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight for all that he's done. We thank him tonight for bowing down his ear to hear our humble cry. We thank him for the word on tonight that has come to fortify us and to build us up. Glory to God, unto the vessels again, amen, that lively stone in the earth, glory to God, full of fire, amen, fire in our hands, fire in our feet, and fire in our mouths. We are the sons of God, amen, and we bless the Lord tonight, amen. Thank him for the hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank him for the word. People of God, don't forget, open up your mouth, amen. The enemy don't want you to open your mouth. Amen. He don't want you to declare. He don't want you to decree a thing. Glory be to God. But open up your mouth, people of God. God has given you power. He has given you authority. Amen. Glory to God. And we got to use what we got because this is not a natural, amen, war. It is not, amen, flesh and blood, but it's spirit. Amen. And listen, people of God, the spirit of God that dwells in you, amen, is able to defeat the enemy, able to defeat the works of the enemy. Glory be to God. But you got to know so. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We want to invite you to come on back and be with us on tomorrow night. We want to ask you to please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to be with you. Glory to God. Amen. Because I'm telling you, people of God, amen, every round goes higher and higher. And we thank the Lord, amen, for this word. We thank him for these vessels. Amen. We pray a special blessing on tonight. Amen. Over Prophet Allen. Glory be to God, even though it was a rebroadcast on tonight. But we thank God for him. Amen. We bless, amen. We pray a special blessing over his life. Amen. A special blessing over his ministry. Glory to God and all that he set his hands to do, even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, a blessing upon him. Amen. That the Lord will cause his face to shine upon him. We pray that he will bless his going out, then his coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We pray that the Lord will, amen, cause him to be above only and not beneath. Glory to God, and to bless the very works of his hands. We pray that the vision, that hallelujah, that the Lord has set upon his head and in his heart, amen, glory be to God, that the Lord would cause him to execute. And we're thanking God on tonight for confidence and manifestation in the God that we serve. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray a special blessing likewise. Amen. To the woman of God, Evangelist Bond, God bless you on tonight. May he restore you. May he restore virtue unto you. Glory to God. May he do all, hallelujah, unto you that his, your heart's desire. Amen. And his desire, amen, even unto you. We pray his desire, glory to God, hallelujah, over you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he would, amen, that you be in health. He would that your husband be in health, even as your soul prospereth on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And for each and every one that have come to the line, even as the word of God declares, The Lord promised to give his beloved sweet sleep. Amen. We pray the sweet sleep, the sweet rest of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We decree on tonight, amen, his upon you, his peace now. Glory be to God to swallow up every work of the enemy, every spirit, every force, everything that seeks to come against you in the name of Jesus. Even the pestilence, amen, that walketh in the name of Jesus. Even now, in the name of Jesus, may the peace of God, enemy, may the peace of God, glory to God, cover you, keep you on tonight. Glory to God, cause you to rise up in the resurrection power of the Almighty God. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you on tonight, people of God. Please, ma'am, please, sir, come back on tomorrow night. Don't forget you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We've given you the number. For God, you can certainly go out to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Jesus, you can certainly forward, amen, share, amen, the link, amen, via Messenger or, amen, Jesus, via your page. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Get a copy and be blessed. Get a copy and share. We love you. We appreciate you tonight. In Jesus' precious name, glory to God. Until we come again on tomorrow night, amen. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
If I were a writer, I would use a pencil.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.